Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Good as Gold, How to Unleash the Power of Sound Money, Judy Shelton brings her expertise in economics to the forefront, presenting a compelling case for the return to a gold standard or a similar system. Drawing from historical, economic, and political analysis, Shelton critiques the current fiat money system's shortcomings and explores how sound money principles could stabilize economies, foster prosperity, and regain public trust in financial systems. This insightful book does not just dwell on the past, it offers a forward-looking perspective on how sound money can shape a more stable and equitable future in the global economy. Shelton's clear exposition and argumentative style make this book an engaging read for anyone interested in monetary policy's impact on economic stability and growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of the gold standard. Shelton provides a detailed account of the history of the gold standard, emphasizing its role in stabilizing economies through predictable and fixed exchange rates. She delves into the Bretton Woods system's inception and eventual breakdown, illustrating how these historical precedents have shaped current monetary policies. Throughout the discussion, Shelton argues that the predictability offered by gold-backed currency facilitated international trade and investment, fostering global economic growth. By comparing periods of economic stability under the gold standard with subsequent volatility, Shelton highlights the direct correlation between sound money and economic resilience. Secondly, critique of fiat money. In a thorough critique of fiat money, Shelton outlines the inherent problems of a currency not backed by a physical commodity. She points out how such a system grants excessive power to central banks, which can lead to inflation, devaluation, and ultimately, loss of public trust. The author draws parallels between significant economic downturns and the arbitrary nature of fiat currency policies. Through historical examples and economic theory, Shelton presents a compelling argument for the destabilizing effects of fiat money, underscoring the unpredictable economic environment it creates. Thirdly, the case for sound money. Shelton makes a compelling case for the adoption of sound money principles, arguing that a stable currency value is essential for economic confidence and prosperity. Sound money, as proposed by Shelton, would limit governments and central banks' ability to manipulate currency, thereby reducing inflation risks and encouraging investment. The author suggests that a return to a system similar to the gold standard could foster a more stable economic climate, facilitate fairer international trade, and promote fiscal discipline among nations. Fourthly, political and economic implications. The book also explores the political and economic implications of transitioning back to a sound money system. Shelton discusses the potential challenges and opposition from entities that benefit from the current fiat system, such as certain governmental and financial institutions. Additionally, she addresses the geopolitical considerations and how a shift towards sound money could realign international power dynamics. Shelton argues that despite the challenges, the long-term benefits of economic stability, reduced corruption, and enhanced global cooperation are paramount. Lastly, future prospects and policy recommendations. Shelton concludes with a forward-looking perspective, offering policy recommendations for gradually incorporating sound money principles into the global economy. She emphasizes the need for international consensus and collaboration in implementing these changes. The author outlines potential steps for transitioning, such as establishing a new international monetary agreement or adopting parallel currencies. Shelton's recommendations highlight the importance of pragmatic and incremental approaches to facilitate the acceptance and success of sound money policies. In conclusion, Judy Shelton's Good as Gold, How to Unleash the Power of Sound Money is an essential read for economists, policymakers, and anyone interested in the future of global finance. Shelton presents a well-reasoned argument for the benefits of returning to a sound money system, backed by historical analysis and economic theory. The book meticulously unpacks the complexities of monetary policy, making a persuasive case for the stabilizing effects of sound money on economies and societies. By advocating for a return to principles that ensure currency stability and trust, Shelton not only critiques the current state of financial systems, but also provides a hopeful vision for a more stable and prosperous global economy. This book is particularly beneficial for readers seeking to understand the intersection of economics and policy, and those who are interested in the tangible steps that can be taken to improve economic resilience and integrity. If you would like to support Judy Shelton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.